when we think about the giving of the Lord Jesus Christ, the fact that he was the Father's gift to the world, we remember that God not only gave him in life, but he gave him in death. He gave him in crucifixion. We think of the wood that he was laid upon in the manger in Bethlehem at his birth. And we think about the wood he was laid upon in Jerusalem a little over 30 years later in death on the cross. And we know that he embraced that death in order that we might embrace his life and that we might live everlastingly, not only with him in heaven, but like him now on earth. And one of the great things purchased for us by Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection is the petition for and the possession of all things, that is, all good things. And the great argument of the Apostle Paul in Romans 8:32 is, if God has freely given us the great thing, why or how could he ever begrudge us the small things? Do you hear the promise that's here in this great declaration? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? It was the great question or the great goal of one of the Moravian missionaries who sold himself into slavery, that the Lord Christ would know the recompense of his wounds. That is, that we would enjoy all that Christ died to give us. And so we ask him for all good things, all necessary things, because these are the things that Jesus died to give us. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart.